Digo's a social bookmarking application on steroids, really. It's like some of the other social bookmarking applications that we've already mentioned, in that you can create links to web pages and websites that you'll find particularly useful. You do that online, and so it's available and accessible from any computer or device that's connected to the internet. In addition, you add tags so that it makes your information in your library of links easy to search and find the information that you're after. The social element means that you can link with other people that you're aware of that you know will be adding to their library of links with useful information that you'd find useful. That social element is where it can be particularly helpful when working with the students in your classes. And if you had a class account, for example, they could follow that class account and then be able to pick up on any new information, new links, new sites that have been submitted. Digo makes it easy to do that through some of the tools that it offers. It provides you with bookmarklets to make the bookmarking process a lot easier, and it also provides extra little features for Internet Explorer, Firefox and Safari in the form of toolbars, so that makes all the little additional features much more accessible and easy to use. It also comes with mobile apps for Android, iPhone, iPad and so forth. In addition, you can do things like importing bookmarks from Delicious, from Google Notebooks, from your browser. So Digo makes everything as easy as possible and as functional as possible. But where it takes things a stage two further is by providing you with the facility to add an extra information layer to any web pages that you're visiting. So in addition to just bookmarking them, you can add comments and annotations, you can add highlights and sticky notes directly onto, if you like, an overlay of a particular web page or website. And once again, they can all be shared with all the other people that work with your particular account, that follow your account. You can also create groups, so groups of people or accounts that are centered on a specific theme or area of interest. And again, that makes working together, that social element, so much more useful. You can also create a premium account, but that's paid for, but educators can create an education account which has those premium features and allows you to create accounts for your students.